Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick. We are your crew as we navigate the latest boating news and information. And it's just Patrick and I. It's, two guys in a boat alone.
Easy.
And it is kind of romantic. The seas are flat. The sun is out. And, I am very comfortable in saying that I'm happy to be on board with you today, Patrick.
Well, that's one of us.
It's a more intimate experience than usual. But I'm okay with that.
Can we make a rule for the studio? Because I know you're all about structure, and you know the show's got to start on time, and commercial breaks have to be hit, and you know the rejoin, all that stuff. I mean, yeah. You are very focused.
Why not? Let's make another rule, because rules are made
now,
to be broken.
This is the rule, and in the rule, it's within this context.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there is a full service shower in the studio.
Yeah.
Does not mean that you get to greet me at the studio door in a bath towel.
Bonus.
No.
What?
No. No.
I thought that would be the most appropriate way to start our.
I will never be able to unsee that.
Our cruise.
As long as I live.
With just you and I in the
never,
boat today.
Never, ever, ever. And honestly, I thought the soap on the rope thing went out like in 1977.
Well, hey, you know, I'm kind of old school that way. But I just want
to. Yeah, in other ways too, as evidenced by what I saw.
Look, there's been a lot of tension over the last few weeks on the show, and I just thought maybe you and I ought to go out alone and kind of clear the air. And I just thought that was an appropriate way to start. You know, I what you don't know, I just had a massage right before that.
Yeah,
so I'm very relaxed right now.
A one-handed massage.
And ready to navigate the latest boating news and information with you. Take it away, my friend.
So it's not going to become a rule.
Once again, rules are made to be broken. So I'm sure by the end of this show,
all right. Well,
this virtual cruise, we'll blast that one right out of the water.
What I wanted to talk with you and our listeners about today,
mm-hmm.
Like with Captain Keith from Regulator Boats, has moved on in his career. And when we were talking last a couple weeks ago,
wait, he hadn't moved on from Regulator Boats.
No, he's moved on from doing the Fred Shed and you know all that stuff. So he's what I was getting at is he's moved on in his career.
Yeah.
As I have as well. I'm not out testing boats like I was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not out doing monthly or you know, maybe do 153-foot yacht delivery a year now,
right,
instead
right.
of, you know, the six or seven.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm more in the front office, in the executive wing, like Captain Keith.
Yeah. Well, they wanted to get you out of the public's eye.
Yeah, pretty much.
And hide you away. Can you blame them?
No.
I mean, look at you.
I understand. So a lot of what I do during the course of the day is I field phone calls from mm-hmm. dealers and customers and people who may have questions about marine product. And something has – I don't understand – a few things. And I don't know that I will ever understand it. First, if I don't understand how anybody could fork over, whether it's $20,000, $30,000, $150,000, $800,000, couple million dollars for a what is a luxury item,
yeah,
and not have any idea of A, how to use it, and B, what warranty or warranties are on it, and how those warranties get put into operation. So the first thing that I really wanted to address was, you know, we're going to come into our boating season up north. You know, we're going to creep up on Memorial Day here before too long.
Right.
And boats, in fact, I've been talking with dealers up north, and aside from this little snowstorm they got a couple weeks ago, the weather's been pretty nice. So they're anticipating an early spring, maybe an early launching season. It's time to get your boats ready, get them serviced if they weren't done in the off season. Go through all your safety gear, make sure you got everything that you are required to have. And if you're looking at buying a boat, or if you bought a boat in the off season, I had a customer that I had talked with. He bought a 35-foot yacht.
Okay.
Okay. This is a considerable amount of money. Well in excess of probably $300,000, $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was talking with me on the phone, he's like, you know, Patrick, what I don't understand is, you know, when I get people on the boat, you know, I have to tell them to go down in the cabin, you know, because the boat, you know, it's very slow to come up on plane. And I was like, okay, well, let's take a look. I pulled up his information, mm-hmm. and I was able to see. And he's a second owner. He didn't buy this boat new. He bought it pretty much sight unseen, and then went up, did one demo on the boat for like an hour, and then had it shipped from Ohio down to Florida. And I'm looking through, and I'm like, well, let's call him Mr. A. Mr. A, I see that, you know.
No, let's call him Customer X.
How about Mr. Pink?
Mr. Pink?
We'll go all Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, why not? Mr. Pink. So he says what?
I said, I see that the boat is equipped with twin 300-horsepower Volvo Penta engines.
Nice.
With DP drives. No. Not that it's Volvo Penta, but the horsepower, this is the base horsepower package offered in this boat. And yeah, the boat's going to be, it's not going to hop up on top because the largest engine option is the twin Volvo Penta 380s, which when you take into account an extra 160 horsepower, that's another engine.
Mm-hmm. How long is this boat?
It's 35 feet.
35 footer. Okay.
This boat's in excess of, say, 17,000 pounds. Okay.
Heavy.
So, well, it's not that it's heavy, okay?
But it's underpowered.
No, slightly. It's not that it's underpowered.
Well, then what is it? Come on.
You're missing
Mr.
the point.
Mr. Pink is going to get pissed off with you.
You're missing the point.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, when I was explaining to him, it's like, you know, if you had ordered this boat new, mm-hmm. or one of the things that you should have looked at is the horsepower, because you're also carrying a generator. You're also carrying two air conditioners because he had the cool cockpit option. And, of course,
overweight AC. Mother-in-law. Or
you know, and then by the time you add your fuel, you add your personal gear and your passengers, yes, it can be a considerable amount of weight. Mm. So once we got through the horsepower thing, because there's nothing he's going to be able to do about that other than maybe do a prop change to help the boat get up on plane faster.
Okay.
But I said, now, what we want to make sure of is that your drives, your outdrives, are trimmed all the way down. Okay, so on your handle, you have your trim button, and you have your needles on your trim gauges, and make sure that those drop all the way down. And then, if you have a lot of people on the boat, use your trim tabs. You know, deploy your trim tabs all the way down, and once the boat gets up on plane, then you can retract your trim tabs, and then start to trim the drives up. And he's like, What are these, the trim what?
Yeah, what are trim tabs?
And I said, the trim tabs. He goes, my boat has that? I said, it's standard. I can guarantee you your boat has it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just highlights that people are going out and they're putting down their hard-earned money, and they don't have a clue as to what they're buying or how to operate this thing that they just bought. So,
you would have thought in the one-hour demo that he would have got some training in that regard, right?
Right, but here's the thing. When, let's say you had a 20-foot bow rider, okay, for years, and you knew your boat really well, okay, and then you decided you're going to move up to a 35-foot yacht, cabin cruiser.
Right.
It's a whole nother world of things to learn. You're going from a single engine to twin engine. You're going to a generator. You're going to air conditioning systems. You've got Seacocks. You've got strainers. You've got shower sump pump boxes. You've got more things to maintenance. You've got more things that you need to learn how to operate correctly. And when you make a jump, whether it's your first boat or you're moving in from a from another boat into a larger, all that information that you're taking in within that, let's say you spent 5 hours out on the boat, chances are you're not going to retain it all. You know, it's a lot of stuff coming at you.
Right.
So my point being is,
grab your iPhone, videotape the whole demo, so when you forget everything, you can go back and watch the video and remember what you forgot. You're probably liquored up, too, because they're trying to make the sale. So you need that redundancy, right, Captain Patrick?
I hate you.
Ask Mr. Pink. He'll agree with me.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the one.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Oh, look at this. So much fun, you'll ship your pants.
You'll ship your pants, bro!
Singing and dancing.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Captain Patrick, navigating the latest boating news and information. And right now, just, customer consultation for Mr. X. I mean, Mr. Pink. Okay. Right. He has a skin problem, so that's why we're calling him that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, right. You bought up a
35
great, great, great suggestion as we closed out the last segment, which was, yes, you can take out your iPhone.
You agree with me?
Don't make me regret this, Greg.
Okay.
Please. All right. I already have a little bit of bile backing up in my throat, and it's really starting to bother me.
That's typical.
It's burning.
Mm-hmm.
You can record these things, and then, of course, make sure that you have it available. You can take notes while you're doing it. As part of the sale, you can request that, Maybe you do additional training. Do they provide, you know, a captain service, you know, that maybe after a few weeks come out and meet up with you and make sure that you understand exactly how to operate everything? Because there's a lot to take in.
Sure. Okay? So videotape your boating demo when you're looking at a boat.
Well, maybe
pose
not
for a couple selfies for Facebook, because you'll want that for posterity.
Maybe not so much the demo, but when you're doing, before you buy the boat, the dealer should be going, whether it's a new or used, they should be going through the boat with you, whether it's the salesperson or service personnel, mm-hmm. and be able to explain to you not only how to properly operate the boat, but where all the service points are, how to maintenance these items, what to do in case something fails. I mean, where are the breakers located? The amount of calls that we'll get on, you know, where's the breaker panel? Well, it's right underneath the helm panel. You know, I mean, people.
Where's the helm panel?
Right. Exactly. What's the helm?
Yeah. Hello.
So there are those things that will make your purchase of whether a new or used boat just that much more pleasurable, let's say.
Right.
But if you have a dealer, again, whether new or used, and they don't know how to properly operate the boat, if they can't explain to you where everything's located, how to service these certain items, you should probably find another dealer. And if you're buying it as a private purchase, so from the previous owner, same thing applies. You know, because now you've got no safety net whatsoever, you know, other than trying to call the manufacturer and say, hey, I bought this boat from this guy and, you know, where's the such and such?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Mr. Pink did, didn't he?
In essence, it's what he did. And normally, you know, from a manufacturing standpoint, we wouldn't get involved in a sale like that. However, that's not how we operate. Spent a considerable amount of time with him on the phone. Then I contacted the dealer and said, you know, even though you guys are up in Ohio, you know, you sold them the boat, you should be following up with your customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was a boat that he was totally unfamiliar with.
I mean, yeah.
And
what'd they do? Hang up on you?
No, they did not.
Okay.
They actually reached out to the customer because he had, what happens, Greg, is you start to get frustrated. So, you know, when you saw that boat, you fell in love with it. You decided to make this huge financial commitment, whether you paid cash for it or you financed it, what have you. You've made this decision, and now you get into it and you find out that, oh my God, this is a lot of work.
Yeah. I think the proper quote from Mr. Pink was, no!
I'll tell you, I had another a couple in the factory showroom, and they're buying a 28-foot cabin cruiser and moving up from a small bow rider to this size boat. And even though a single engine, it'd have a generator and AC. And so I just happened to be passing through and asked them how they were. And we're going to congratulations, you know, and you mind if we ask you a couple of questions? No, not at all. I wound up spending the next hour and 20 minutes with them. And by the time we were done, they were inviting me up to their vacation home in Hilton Head and trying to set me up with on a date with a female friend of theirs.
Really?
Yeah.
Swingers?
So, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even think of that.
Wishful thinking.
So one of the comments they had was, wow, I didn't realize that it was this much work. And I said, well, we do it for our homes and we do it for our cars, most of us, you know, but for some reason, I don't know what it is. If we just wind up, we look at this boat that we bought and we realize the amount of money we spent on it and the fact that we got to spend even more, and it's not going to keep itself, you know, in perfect condition on its own. And man, we just want to get out there and turn the key and go. We don't want to wash it and wax it and polish it and have to clean it and pump out the head and, you know, service the engines and the generator.
Now I know why they were talking to you, because they were thinking, hey, we can get this Captain Patrick guy to do this for us. All we got to do is hook him up.
I'll tell you, I could probably retire right now. I would have made so much money just doing stuff like that.
I don't think they were talking about money. But anyway.
Maybe not.
Some other form of motivation.
Mm.
But yeah, either you got to do it yourself or find someone to do it for you.
Yeah, a boat guy. You know?
You need a boat guy.
You need a boat guy.
Of course.
So as we come out of boat show season, most boats have been purchased. Orders have been placed. Most boat manufacturers like Regulator and the manufacturer that I work for, we are sold out. For the 2017 model year, we're already taking orders for the 2018 model year, even though the new fabrics and colors and options and stuff haven't been unveiled. And if you are looking for a boat and you're looking to buy a new boat, and you're not willing to take maybe a 2017 or maybe a 16 that the dealer has in stock, a lot of manufacturers, you can get a 2018, order it, and get it at the 17 price. Follow?
Yeah.
So before they figure out all the new options and the new colors and the new fabrics and all the new stuff they're going to put in, which is probably going to wind up increasing the cost of the boat, a lot of manufacturers, if you order a 2018 right now, you could lock in at the 2017 prices. And really, I mean, walk away saving about $5,000-$6,000 on probably on average, maybe more once you move up into the larger yachts.
Yeah. And all you got to do is put what? Down a $100 deposit, something like that? Just a holding deposit?
Yeah, I don't think it works that way.
You just sign a paper, piece of paper? Yeah, I'm going to buy it.
I don't think that works that way.
How much you got to put
down? Too bad we can't get Russell.
How much you got to put down?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have, does this. Every dealer is different. You know, I don't know how the dealerships work. You know, what they require. We could ask Mr. Pink, but
he's out boating today.
Exactly.
As you sent him on his way. He took your advice. Now he's good to go. More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
This is The World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Captain Patrick. All right, so we've helped Mr. Pink out. He's well on his way. He's out boating today, not paying attention to us.
Yeah, hopefully he helped more than just Mr. Pink. Maybe Mr. White and Mr. Blue and Mr. Gray as well.
Chartreuse.
We'll see.
Mr. Chartreuse.
Yeah, he's a funny character, that one.
Yeah, I think he's down there in Key West boating today.
You know, something else that happens this time of the year is you start to get all your snowbird boats that came south for the winter up north, and now they're going to get taken out of the water, and they're going to get trucked or transported by water
up north,
back up to the north. So, and I mention that because somebody who had what looks like about a, I'm going to call that a 45, probably about a 45-foot sedan bridge, maybe an older Hatteras that was heading up to Maryland.
Yeah.
He's stuck under a bridge.
Oh, that's...
On a truck.
On a truck.
On a truck.
Hmm. I'm on a boat under a bridge in a truck. There's a song somewhere.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
You see that?
So he's stuck? Really?
And what would be the first thing you would do?
To unstick it. Pull out some Crisco. I don't know. Wait, I mean,
come on. What's that? Well, you can't do that. You're jammed underneath there.
Just pull it through. No.
Would you try to let the air out of the tires?
That's a great idea now that you mention it. That's why I don't do this stuff.
They tried that and it didn't work.
Really?
Because this thing was really stuck.
Yeah, they really misjudged it.
In fact, this bridge, this must happen a lot because when you look at that bridge, you look at those, looks like guards that they put on the underside.
Yeah.
That are designed for one thing and one thing only, and that is to totally screw up whatever they may come in contact with.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much clearance you think they misjudged it by?
Like
inches, right?
No, they probably misjudged it by about a foot.
But a guy obviously misjudged it.
Well, here's the thing.
It's inches tops.
It depends on what their permit said, but letting the tires out didn't help.
That's what happens when you're worried about girth and not height.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Here in New York City, the big boat show is going on, and if you are a boat lover, you better have a lot of cash.
While we try to stay afloat, if you would, Lord, send a boat.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Captain Patrick. We are your crew navigating the latest boating news and information. All right, let's see if we can find something on a little bit more positive note to navigate to for this segment. What do you think, Patrick? What do you got? Come on.
Well, if we're going to navigate, and
avoid the rocks, that's all we're trying to do.
It's funny you bring that up.
Oh,
but if we're going to be navigating out on Lake Havasu, next
year,
it's
like spring break,
right?
Sweet. But, I like this. I like where you're going.
But
what?
A new boating requirement could affect California boaters on Lake Havasu next year. Starting in January, California's motorized boaters younger than 20.
There's a lot of motor boating going on over there right now for spring break on Lake Havasu.
Why is it every time you talk, IQ of this show drops 300 points?
Is that not a correct statement?
It is not a correct statement.
There's not a lot of motorboating going on. They don't even need a vessel to do this during spring break. You hear what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. And there goes the 300 IQ points.
Don't question.
It's not questioning. It's stating a fact.
All right, just move on.
All right. So, if they're younger than 20, they will be required to receive a California boater card indicating that such boaters have passed the state-approved boater safety education exam.
Hmm.
And that age requirement will be raised incrementally over the next 8 years. And according to California State Parks, all California boaters will be required to have a California boater card by 2025. The new regulation will be felt in Lake Havasu, which lies on the border between California and Arizona.
Well, how high are they going to raise the age limit? They're going to start at 20 and go to what? Do we know yet? They're not saying, really.
Really didn't say, but I would imagine probably 52. Because you know what? You get this age range between, let's say, 32... and about 49, where guys on boats tend to calm down a bit. But
yeah, it's about the same time where they need to get that special purple pill prescription. Right around the same time. Okay, go ahead.
So the younger set, for obvious reasons, maturity levels or lack thereof, and then the older set there, say 49 plus, are reliving their second or third youth. Keeping in mind that 49 is the new 22, apparently. But if you are out west and you do boat out in that area and you are from California and you're going out to Lake Havasu and you're going to be 20 or younger, you're going to be required to undergo yet another series of exams, which will in no way, shape, or form
help
indicate that you know what the heck you're doing on a boat or a jet ski. It'll just be this is a toothless tiger, and I wish they would just.
Well, why is it toothless if they catch you doing it and you're not that age, what happens? You lose your boat card.
You're going to get a ticket.
Give me your boat card, you're a slacker.
You're going to get ticketed. What I'm saying is the exams that they have to take don't prove in any way, shape, or form that you are knowledgeable about operating a watercraft, especially out in Lake Havasu, which can be quite treacherous during the season.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll make an app for that. to handle this type of situation for those spring breakers, especially, you know, on a dovetail off of Uber, if it doesn't already exist, you know.
Oh, they have Uber on the water.
They do?
Yeah.
Is it Uber or is it like U-boat? U-boat. Or no, that wouldn't work.
No, that, no, no, no.
What would it be?
I forget what they call
it. But they do Uber for boats?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
So, situation.
They've had it for like 3 years.
Problem solved.
They'll just pull out their phone
and they'll have someone else boat for them and they'll just enjoy the part where they get to ride.
Hi, I'm over here in Michigan. I would like a trip across Lake Michigan to Illinois, please.
Hey, you only got 3 stars. I don't know if I should trust you. What the hell?
That'll be $500, sir.
I got a coupon here. I can get $10 off. That's pretty sweet. They'll like it.
I just wish if we were going to require certification, boater safety ID cards, that not only does it have to be something with some real substance, something that has some meaning, as it should be tied into your driver's license, if you have a driver's license, but you should also be required, like with your driver's license, maybe to renew it. And for boaters, I would say probably every 2 years, because we don't boat as often as we drive a car, so our skills may tend to be a little more lacking because we're not using them every day like we do when we're probably most people driving a car or motorcycle or what have you. You know, but once you get your boater safety ID card or your boater card, you're good to go. You don't ever have to go and get checked out again or anything like that. And I think that's a mistake.
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. You know, wait.
Let me give an alternative. Let me give a real alternative.
No, wait. Okay. You're a scuba dive instructor.
Yep.
Do you have to recertify?
Nope.
Never, ever, ever.
Nope.
For the dive card, to get your tanks refilled, none of that.
Nope.
So once,
how about that? That's a surprise to you, isn't it?
Once you get certified to dive,
yeah,
there's no, you don't have to undergo a physical again, nothing like that. You are 100%, you can dive until your last day.
Absolutely.
That is ridiculous.
If you are a dive instructor, you have to recertify. But if you are just a diver, no. Once you get your certification, you're good to go. Now, a business can require that you have a refresher if they see your logbook and say, hey, we're not going to take you out on a dive until you...
Now, that's smart.
Right. And that was my solution here. I was going to say, well, okay, I understand what you're saying about your boater card, but look, the government, they suck at everything. Let's be real. And how we could solve this, or how they're probably already solving this, is with the insurance company saying, look, we will charge you less for your boating insurance if you go through this course or you prove to us that you are a responsible boater by completing this particular boating course, and create a financial incentive that way, as opposed to having the government just say, you got to have a boating license, because it really doesn't solve the problem, if you ask me. Well, and it's just a more bureaucracy bullcrap, and it just ends up being something, oh, I got to do this, is a pain in the butt, as opposed to, well, hey, if I do this, I'll save some money, so yeah, I'm going to do this. You give them, I think that's better motivation, especially for the younger folks. They already have to be, you know, they get hammered on insurance rates as it is, so they're having that extra incentive there, probably, I'm betting it's already out there. That little lizard guy from, that insurance, I'm sure he's been talking to him about a plan just like that. So there you go. Problem solved, Patrick, and you are welcome.
Okay.
You like it? Do you agree with me on this one, too? Come on.
No.
Really?
Yeah, such a burning in my throat.
Did we already reach the one per show thing?
Listen, if somebody was looking for a company to invest in, whoever makes Tums, because I am going to clean them out.
The solution is just spew over the side of the boat right here now. Go ahead. I won't look. It'll be hard not to look. I'll want to take a picture and get it up on Facebook.
When I say Dushankafoon, what comes to mind?
Bless you.
Could be.
Okay.
But you want to take another shot?
No, because I have no clue.
Well, why? I am going to show you.
You're going to show me something on the radio.
Yeah. Well, as I turn that around.
Hello!
That is the Shankafoon.
Okay.
Huh?
Me likey.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And no, you can't. She can't be a mermaid.
Why not?
Because the Shankafoon, which is maybe the best name ever, next to Kaiser Soze, she is the nightclub promoter who organized models for Justin Bieber's Melbourne boat party.
Hey.
And not only is she a nightclub promoter, she is known as a busty nightclub promoter, which I think they got the verbiage correct.
Hmm. So she is a what do they say?
She procures.
I'm not only the owner, but I also am a
where it's nothing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Hello. Okay. Mm. All right. So, you know, birds of a feather flock together, and then she decided to create a business about it.
So, I mean, if you aren't already checking out World of Boating on Facebook or the worldofboating.com website for all the great news stories,
now you have a reason.
The Shankafoon.
Bieber has a boating guy and a boating party gal. Sweet.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw, put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a paddy diver or paddy professional? Has your paddy certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit paddy.com/my story. That's paddy.com/my story. And thanks for choosing Paddy, the way the world learns to dive.
It's sometimes referred to as the martini effect and has nothing to do with drinking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The martini effect is a slang term to refer to nitrogen narcosis, the physical and mental impairment experienced by scuba divers on deeper dives. Most divers don't feel the effects at 30 or even 60 feet. Everyone is different, much as some people get drunk more easily than others. But with increasing depth, you are much more likely to feel it. At 100 feet and deeper, you will definitely be affected, even if you're not aware of it. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
The word ship is hidden inside the word leadership as its derivation. So, if this office is, in fact, a ship, as its leader, I am the captain. But we're all in the same boat.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Captain, please, can you see my fire? Message in a bottle, starboard side. Come into my heart.
Is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick. We are your crew navigating the latest boating news and information. We don't have a boating guy. We definitely don't have a boating party girl. But boy, we need to recruit one. Maybe Boat Show Girl could take on that role here at the World of Boating.
Or
you have another suggestion?
Or we could recruit Nicholas Frankel.
No, I don't like the sound of this already.
Who is known as a 45-year-old jet setter, and he is set to star in a new TV show How Do You Get So Rich? And his claim to fame, you're going to love this. He's a former Olympic bobsledder.
Okay.
He throws parties on a yacht, and he does this around the world. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles, Florida, Bermuda, Monaco, Cannes, San Francisco, Miami, St. Barts. And his events are attended by celebrities, including the Prince of Monaco. And hold on to this, because when we're talking about celebrities, nobody could possibly get the person that this guy got to attend one of his parties, Matt LeBlanc.
What?
Yeah.
Joey. Wow. How you doing?
And here's the thing. The yacht that he throws these parties on, the name of the show should be How Do You Get to Be So Rich and How Do We All Get to Be So Gullible? Mm. He doesn't even own this yacht. He borrows it. Not rents it. He borrows it. So he travels around on this yacht and hosts these parties, apparently in an attempt to get famous people on the yacht.
Okay.
Which I guess would feed upon itself, because then you would promote that you're coming to the next location and look who just attended our party, you know, in Monaco, you know, and we're going to be in St. Bart's next. So book now. Maybe it's actually a little bit of genius, but my yacht founder, because I guess that's the name of his company or something like that, mm-hmm. Nicholas Franco, he has multiple secrets to getting rich.
Multiple, huh?
Multiple listing ideas. This is what he does.
Okay.
This is how he got rich, apparently.
By getting celebrities to come on a boat?
No.
By doing what? Hey,
are you ready?
I'm listening.
Don't be a parasite.
Don't be a parasite.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Here's another important
thinking
one.
Thinking of the movie Alien.
Here's another important one.
I wouldn't want to be one of those things that bust out of the chest.
Now, remember, this guy's a millionaire, so he knows.
He knows something.
He knows. Show up on time.
Okay.
This is how you get to be a millionaire, Greg.
All right.
Okay. You have to show up on time, and not with a bath towel wrapped around your lower extremities.
I don't think it says that. I think you added that. As long as you show up on time, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. Don't judge, Patrick.
Be kind. This is how you get rich. Be kind.
It's cruel to be kind.
You can't argue with this guy's success, right?
Well, you could, but I guess that'd be cruel. So I'll just let it lie for now.
This is probably the most important one, and we've got other ones to go through, so maybe I should hold this one until last.
Let's do it quick, because this sounds like a bunch of BS to me anyway. And it's only a one-hour show.
All right, two more. How's that?
Okay.
This one I've never heard of before. Do what you say and say what you mean. That's pretty deep.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
That's pretty deep.
What the hell is that all about? Mm. Okay, and the last one is what?
Get up in the morning. Okay. I swear to God, this, and that's not even the number one thing, which it should be. But the
number one thing is what? Don't be a parasite?
No.
What is it?
If you're an entrepreneur, then you are who your network is.
Okay, whatever.
But the get up in the morning, I think goes without saying. Because unless your plan is to gain fame and fortune by being a 700-pound shut-in that gets their own TV series.
They make big money.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm. Free snacks.
You get up in the morning. This is what you do. Rich or poor, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're rich, maybe somebody helps you get up out of bed.
Well, I'll tell you how you make $1 million. You want to know?
Copy machine?
No. You start with two, and you open up a radio show about boating. Actually, no, that didn't work.
When
I said it out loud, I was like, No.
But you should hit the $1 million mark by 2137.
That is possible. Mm.
We're even boating.
When pigs fly.
Yeah.
But anyway, as long as you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. And so that is my, that's my little nugget that I'll share with our passengers today. Just find something you're passionate about, like boating, hello, and make it your profession, and you'll find a way to make it work regardless. How about that?
You could get
on board with that, couldn't you, Captain Patrick?
Sure.
Come on.
If people would like to pay me to continue to aggravating Greg, just contact me at worldofboating.com.
That's Captain Patrick the Parasite speaking right now. And on that note, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.